For 5 days, teachers came out early and often to the Capitol. They faced the hot sun, the huge crowds, and tedium as the strike stretched on. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Casey Kuhn reports on one group from Arizona that came out every day to march along and create the Red for Ed soundtrack.
Go to any school sports event, and in between plays, you'll hear modern pep band classics like Queen's We Will Rock You, or the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army. Or maybe arrangements of Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It. Well, that one may be more apropos for a 10,000 teacher walkout. Band teachers put down their batons and picked up their own instruments, marching to a different drum on the Capitol lawn with the Red for Ed movement. Trumpets wail on the lawn over tooting sousaphones and snappy snare drums. Listen closely and hear the retrofitted lyrics of When the Saints Go Marching In. Gilbert music teacher Michelle Kahlo says she put a call out on Facebook.
I thought when I posted that it would just be some friends of mine.
Across the valley, other music teachers had the same idea, and the idea grew and grew.
There are lots of people who joined who haven't played an instrument in a really long time. There are students, there are parents, music educators.
The largest count, she says, was nearly 200 people. Piccolos pierced through the crowd, electric violins squealed over portable amps, and a red color guard flag twirled through the air. Some of the music arrangements came from the teacher walkout in Oklahoma.
Every time we play We're Not Gonna Take It, it's a little tip of the hat to the Oklahoma band because there's another case of band is family.
Kahlo says marching band teaches discipline, working together, and how to be a leader. A perfect combination when it comes to rallying thousands of people who want to settle the score with a legislature that's cut $1 billion in school funding. Brian Wilson, a teacher from Mesa, wielded his red trombone in lieu of a picket sign.
Yeah, it gives us purpose. You know, we get up in the morning, love teaching our kids. We love making music with our friends.
Tempe teacher and piccolo player Alex Holstey says one of her students came when school was closed to play along.
And she was really inspired by the band, so she came out with her stuff, and she did everything with us all day.
One bass drum had a Martin Luther King Jr. quote written on it in black Sharpie about neighbors risking themselves for the welfare of others. Teachers like Joan Bucklew in the Osborne School District clapped as the band marched past.
They've just been keeping everybody's spirits up, keeping the energy high. And so as we're out here, it's exhausting being outside all day, really.
It wasn't just the ralliers. Those inside the Capitol could hear the blaring horns while budget talks continued. Arizona teachers and organizers say they'll keep fighting, even if the budget is passed with more school funding. But it remains to be seen how that tune will play out. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.